This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Each and every Friday morning, we get a chance to visit with some of the folks who are on the ground doing an incredible job with District 61. The Education Spotlight is presented by Tate and Lyle. Tate and Lyle has been a longtime supporter of the Decatur Public Schools Foundation, and they're just an amazing group of people that continue to support all the causes, including our food drive next week. So it is our great pleasure to welcome Justin Neufeld, who is a fifth grade teacher at Dennis Kaleidoscope. Justin, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing good. How about yourself?
Thanks for asking. I'm doing great. Let's talk about this event that's taking place, launching this new project-based learning project at Dennis. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, it's actually kind of been going on for a little bit now in our fifth grade class, as the PBL is just a different way of teaching and showing the kids how to learn. And so today we are doing a science experiment, and we got a bunch of the teachers coming, just a bunch of excitement going on. And we're going to be putting Mentos in Coke bottles, and they're going to be exploding, and our focus is chemical reaction. And so not only is it Friday that is exciting, but also the fact that we get to do this. Our kids are going to be online watching us. It's just a different and interesting and exciting way to teach kids, to get them to be creative, to get to think, to ask questions. And they're all going to be doing their own science project as well. So this is just kind of an example of what we're doing, what we're wanting the kids to learn. And definitely excited about it. I think WND is going to be out there. So hopefully the kids will get on and watch and just enjoy this science experiment today.
All right. Talk a little bit about project-based learning and then how tough that is, you know, through sort of a digital medium with kids learning at home.
All right. Our project-based learning is really just a different way to teach. It brings excitement. It challenges the kids, but at the same time, it's fun for them. And so, obviously, science, you can do a lot with PBL. Science, you can do all sorts of experiments and stuff that erupts. We did a volcano a couple weeks ago, and the kids were so excited. They were like, put more in, make more power, make it spray more. And so they were really engaged. And right now, the time that we're in as teachers, it's a challenge to sometimes to keep everyone's attention. And, you know, they're sitting behind a screen, and you're sitting behind a screen, but when you can find ways to get them excited about a subject, about an experiment, then you just kind of got to run with it and get them involved and keep them focused that way. So usually when science comes and there's an experiment, man, those kids are waiting for something to explode or something like that. So it has been a challenge, but our kids are so great. My fifth grade team, they're incredible, and we've been working hard on this project. And the support that we have from our fellow teachers and administration at Dennis has just been huge for this project. And I think it's just something that the kids are really excited for today.
Yeah, it's so much better, I think, than theory, right? And even at-home learning, you know, when kids get to kind of explore real-world challenges and problems and wrap their head and their hands around that, they're more engaged.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, I mean, we can sit there and we can like, kind of read to them and talk to them, but when you actually physically get them engaged and say, hey, like yesterday we were teaching them about how to write a topic sentence, and, like, things that they're learning through this project is going to help them as they continue to get older and even to make choices and decisions with their careers, that they're going to be ready for those jobs that are available for them. And that's what we want to do, is just help guide them to that direction with the PBLs. And so I'm kind of really just really learning about it as well. This is my first year really focusing on PBLs. So I'm kind of learning just along with the kids. But it's been so much fun. And I think there's just a lot of excitement around the PBLs. And we just hope that it catches on with other schools and other districts that, hey, we found a fun way of teaching kids. And it's been happening in our fourth grade. They do virtual field trips. I've seen other schools that have done some exciting things just to really get the kids engaged, because I know it's tough for them sitting at home behind a computer screen, and you just want to make sure that it's still fun for them and that they're learning something through all this.
Okay, for all the grown-ups right now who are thinking about going out and buying a can of Pepsi and a pack of Mentos, what happens when you put these two things together?
It seriously just explodes. It's like if you shake a can and you open it and it squirts out, this is a much bigger explosion. It's a safe experiment, and it's also one that the families could do together. And we actually sent a Mentos home with the kids in a packet pickup and said, hey, just do this with your family. Get a and technically, diet is your best. So if there are adults out there, get the diet. And you just put it in, and it just explodes. And it's really cool. And so it's something that everybody could do.
Yeah, I would suggest it may be something you want to look at about what you're putting in your stomach when you see this kind of reaction. All right. Well, listen, Justin, keep up the great work. Dennis is always such a leader in this community, such a special school, and great staff and great kids and great families. We really appreciate it. Best of luck to you today, and good luck with the experiment. Justin Neufeld. Who is putting together this project-based learning project at Dennis. Did you know about the Mentos? And the,
Did you know
diet versus
regular? Yeah, absolutely. It's usually a two-liter bottle of Diet Coke and Mentos, and it's been on the internet for so many years. I've never done it myself. I think me and my nephew should do that this weekend.
You know, it is amazing to me. There was a time when, this is going to sound stupid, but it does actually fit in. There were a time when they were selling a lot of wedges in golf equipment and golf clubs that had a beryllium copper head.
Mm-hmm.
And to clean those, right, it was unlike the rest of your golf clubs. It was suggested you put it in like a thing of diet soda, and it comes out like looking like
right.
brand new.
Right.
And you're like, what does that do to your inside?
Exactly right. I mean, I've cleaned stainless steel grills with lemons and ice and, you know, and stuff like that. And you're like, yeah, what?
It doesn't explode.
Right, but it eats away.
There's no geyser involved.
Yeah, those videos are a lot of fun. Those kids are going to enjoy it. And I still am one of those little kids.
Oh, everyone is.
That's the volcano. Put more in.
Look, do you ever outgrow that?
I don't know.
I want to see the geyser.
I don't outgrow it.
Do those outside, though, kids.
That's
right. It's
going
to be a beautiful day. You don't want to do that in the kitchen.
So, exactly.
Two-liter diet soda. How many Mentos do you need?
It's supposed to be just one, but hey.
Well, what could it hurt if you throw three or four in?
Right. Right.
All right. One of the huge obstacles at the very beginning of this school year that District 61 and others were facing was how do you feed kids? You know, kids have become dependent on schools, whether it's breakfast, lunch, snacks. And it is our great pleasure to welcome Scott Gregory, the Aramark Food Service Director for DPS, to the program. Scott, we haven't talked since the very beginning, but you guys literally are feeding 10 meals a week to 6,000 students. I'm not a mathematician, but I think that equals 60,000 meals delivered every week. How's it going?
Well, Brian, you can rest assured there is no Diet Coke and Mentos included in those meals. actually, it's really, really smoothed out, and it's going terrific, to be honest. It's going great.
I know it seemed like a gigantic hurdle at the beginning, right? I mean, that's a lot of students, a lot of meals, but man, you want kids to take part in this Dennis project, but, you know, to do that, they've got to have some food in their belly. I mean, it's a complicated thing, but kids need to be able to eat, and some kids just don't have the resources at home. I'm sure that was an awesome responsibility and a burden to bear at the beginning of this, but as you said, you've been able to manage it, put it together, and now it's running smoothly.
Yeah. Yeah, and it didn't seem like a gigantic project. It was a gigantic project. We're used to feeding our kids spread out over 20 buildings, a couple hundred at a time here or there. That's our food service model, you know. But to go and to put into meal packs and put together 60 to 65,000 meals a week. There's no words to describe the scope of it.
Yeah.
I mean, so we've had to just turn on a dime in March to having a feeding program for our students at that point in time, and that worked so well for so long. And virtual learning's decided upon, and so we turned on a dime again, and we're trying to figure out. You know, Brian, we've got close to 80% of our children under the old model of subsidizing would have qualified for free meals. There's a need for food for our kids, and I always say, as an adult, whenever you go into meetings, whenever you get together for trainings, what's always in the room? There's always food in the room, because employers and bosses and supervisors understand that they don't want you sitting in that room thinking about what's for lunch. They want something in your belly so you're concentrating on what they're teaching you.
Yep, that is the exact same thing for kids. Tell me a little bit about the people who are delivering these meals, because I know it takes a huge team. Who's getting these meals delivered to these families?
Yeah, so the school district security personnel have a lack of things to do right now with no children in the buildings. So they stepped up to the plate. They're driving the district vans around, and we have Aramark employees in each van. And we use the school's bus routing software to pull the information out of the student database software and create bus routes. And that in itself has been a major issue, because bus routing software is designed to go to bus stops and not individual homes. So there's just one hurdle after the other. And Brian, the Aramark employees have stepped up like you wouldn't believe. The district security has stepped up, district administration, district transportation. I mean, this is not one person's finger in the pot. This has been a tremendous undertaking by a large amount of people, different departments, everybody working together. It's not as simple as it looks on the outside. It just isn't.
Well, Scott, we appreciate the hard work. I understand you got a promotion. You're going to be doing some other things, but kudos and congratulations to everyone involved for getting these kids fed. And we thank you very much for joining us. I would also like to thank the Howard G. Buffett Foundation. There was one of the things that they needed was refrigeration units to be able to do this massive amounts of food, needless to say, there's like a $100,000 gap. There's always this guy who steps in and makes this stuff happen.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I'm one of those people that's not surprised by his generosity. And man, we're lucky to have him.
It's just sort of like no one counted on this, but we got to do what we got to do to get.
Yeah, they reinvented their entire business model and their procedures. Yeah. The whole thing was brand new. They weren't set up for that.
Nope.
And they're doing it.
Yeah, they are. I thank everyone involved for really. I'm a big proponent, if you've listened to the show at all, like your basic needs, your stuff that you have to do, and I'm always amazed at some of the naysayers about stuff like this, like, well, how come we have to do the parents' job? It's like, come on, you're really the anti-feed a kid guy?
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.